Section 3. Effect of a Civil Juristic Act. Article 143. A Civil Juristic Act is valid if the following conditions are satisfied. 1. The person performing the act has the required capacity for performing civil juristic acts. 2. The intent expressed by the person is true. And 3. The act does not violate any mandatory provisions of laws or administrative regulations, nor offend public order or good morals. Article 144. A civil juristic act performed by a person who has no capacity for performing civil juristic acts is void. Article 148. Where a party, by fraudulent means, induces the other party to perform a civil juristic act against the latter's true intention, the defrauded party has the right to request the People's Court or an arbitration institution to revoke the act. Article 149. Where a party knows or should have known that a civil juristic act performed by the other party is based on a third person's fraudulent act, and is against the other party's true intention, the defrauded party has the right to request the People's Court or an arbitration institution to revoke the Civil Juristic Act. Article 146. A civil juristic act performed by a person and another person based on a false expression of intent is void. Where an expression of intent deliberately conceals a civil juristic act, the validity of the concealed act shall be determined in accordance with the relevant laws. Article 147. Where a civil juristic act is performed based on serious misunderstanding, the person who performs the act has the right to request the People's Court or an arbitration institution to revoke the act. Article 148. Where a party, by fraudulent means, induces the other party to perform a civil juristic act against the latter's true intention, the defrauded party has the right to request the People's Court or an arbitration institution to revoke the act. Article 149. Where a party knows or should have known that a civil juristic act performed by the other party is based on a third person's fraudulent act, and is against the other party's true intention, the defrauded party has the right to request the People's Court or an arbitration institution to revoke the Civil Juristic Act. Article 150. Where a party performs a civil juristic act against its true intention, owing to duress of the other party or a third person, the coerced party has the right to request the People's Court or an arbitration institution to revoke the Civil Juristic Act. Article 151. In situations such as where one party takes advantage of the other party that is in a desperate situation or lacks the ability of making judgment, and as a result the Civil Juristic Act thus performed is obviously unfair, the damaged party is entitled to request the People's Court or an arbitration institution to revoke the act. Article 152. A party's right to revoke a civil juristic act is extinguished under any of the following circumstances. 1. The party has failed to exercise the right to revocation within 1 year from the date when it knows or should have known of the cause for revocation, or within 90 days from the date when the party who has performed the act with serious misunderstanding knows or should have known of the cause for revocation. 2. The party acting under duress has failed to exercise the right to revocation within 1 year from the date when the duress ceases, or 3. The party who becomes aware of the cause for revocation waives the right to revocation expressly or through its own conduct. The right to revocation is extinguished if the party fails to exercise it within 5 years from the date when the Civil Juristic Act has been performed. Article 153. A civil juristic act in violation of the mandatory provisions of laws or administrative regulations is void,
unless such mandatory provisions do not lead to invalidity of such a civil juristic act. A civil juristic act that offends the public order and good morals is void. Article 154. A civil juristic act is void if it is conducted through malicious collusion between the actor and a counterparty and thus harms the lawful rights and interests of another person. Article 155. A void or revoked civil juristic act does not have any legal force ab initio. Article 156. If invalidation of a part of a civil juristic act does not affect the validity of the other part of the act remains valid. Article 157. Where a civil juristic act is void, revoked, or is determined to have no legal effect, the property thus obtained by a person as a result of the act shall be returned, or compensation be made based on the appraised value of the property, if it is impossible or meaningless to return the property. Unless otherwise provided by law, the loss thus incurred upon the other party shall be compensated by the party at fault, or, if both parties are at fault, by the parties proportionally.